Good morning and welcome to today's All Market Update with Callum McPherson. How was your weekend, Callum?
Very good, thanks, yours?
Yeah, not super bad. So it's quite a range-bound week for oil markets last week as Brent hovered around $62 per barrel. There was a large build in US inventories of 7.9 million, but this only led to a brief dip. Why was that?
Well, I think you have to look at the context of that increase. Given that we're in refinery maintenance season, and this is the time between between peak summer demand for transport and winter demand for heating oil, during which refineries have a bit of a lull in which they can shut bits down and carry out maintenance and reconfigure and so on, and for that reason. Refineries in the US are only running at about 86% capacity when for the week when this figure was published, and that's of course why crude demand has reduced and inventories have increased. So we would expect to see this situation normalise over the remainder of this month and refinery utilisation to increase as the refineries prepare for the winter heating oil demand, and so we would then perhaps see inventory build slow or perhaps even start to decrease. Overall, though, if we look at the bigger picture over the course of the year as a whole, we saw a much larger drawdown in inventories this summer than we saw in the summer of 2018. And that means that inventories are now back to similar levels as they were at the same time last year. So now, at the same time last year. This isn't necessarily great news, though, because if you remember back to last year, in the autumn, the market was oversupplied by OPEC as they overreacted to the introduction of sanctions on Iran. So we'll need to see really how over the next few weeks as refinery maintenance comes to an end, whether we do see inventories start to come down again, and then we'll be able to assess how the market has done over the course of the year in bringing down inventories.
So OPEC released its World Oil Outlook, which predicted a fall in demand for its crude in coming years. Could you tell me a little bit about that, Guy?
Yes, so this is a long-term projections into the future that OPEC released last week. And in the period up to 2023, whereas OPEC had been projecting an increase in demand for its crude and petroleum products, it is now projecting a decrease of 7% up to 2023. So this is a pretty significant development. So it expects demand for OPEC crude and natural gas liquids to fall to 32.7 million barrels per day in 2023. And natural gas liquids are around 5 million barrels per day, so if we take those off, that leads to a crude demand estimate of something like 27.7 million barrels per day. And that's down from current production levels of around 29.7 million barrels per day. So a 2 million barrel per day fall in OPEC crude demand. So that is a pretty significant change.
And moving on to sort of developments of the US-China trade talks, is there anything going on there?
It's very hard to know quite what to say about it, really, because Trump continues to blow hot and cold. The first part of last week, it looked like it was going well and that they were going to be able to agree these first so-called phase one rollback of tariffs. But then on Friday, Trump said that he wasn't going to roll back tariffs. So it really anyone's guess, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, and then what about an outlook for the near future?
Well, so far Brent has continued to go gently upwards inside this upward sloping trend channel it's been following since the lows of October. At the moment, that gives it a range of about $60.50 up to $64 per barrel, so it can move around in that range without breaking out of the channel. But the channel is upward sloping, so as you go forwards in time, it needs to continue shifting its range upwards in order to avoid breaking out of that channel. It is trading over the 100-day moving average. That's around $61-$65 per barrel at the moment, but some way below the 200-day moving average at $64-$50 per barrel. Notwithstanding the uncertainties over the US-China trade talks, generally equity markets have remained relatively positive, and that's certainly helping to support this upward trend of Brent that we're seeing.
Lovely. Thank you very much for the update, Colin.
Thank you.